But one day, when Clytie got up and looked for Mr. Sun, she couldn't see him at all. The sky was covered with clouds. The sunbeam fairies were all hidden away, and though Mr. Wind tried to cheer her up by whistling a merry song, Clytie felt quite miserable all day. She missed her dear Mr. Sun so much. She was afraid he had gone away for good, but she was mistaken. There he was again at the next day, but looking so pale and small. Clytie asked him if he had been ill, but he never answered. The next day there came to the garden a most beautiful fairy, dressed in red and gold, with a wreath of marigolds on her head. Of course you all know her name. She was Fairy Autumn. She touched with her wand some big bushes near the garden wall that had been growing hard all year, but had never shown any flowers yet. But directly Fairy Autumn touched them, they were covered with splendid flowers, dahlias and chrysanthemums, all dressed in autumn's favourite colours, red, yellow, brown and purple, though here and there was a white one to remind people that when autumn was gone, winter would come soon, and his servants, Jack Frost, Fairy Ice and Fairy Snowflake, all would wear white. When Fairy Autumn had done this, she turned to the little summer flowers and told them they might go to sleep for 6 months, which made them very happy. Then she came to Clytie, who was looking very unhappy because Mr. Sun was still pale and small, and she asked the little girl what was the matter. "Oh, Fairy," said Clytie, "I don't know what's happened to my dear Mr. Sun. He looks so pale and ill." Fairy Autumn smiled. "Why, of course, he's tired, you know," she said. "Just think how hard he's worked all the summer. Don't you think it's time he had a rest? My brother, Fairy Winter, and I are not going to let him do so much work for us. He shall lie in bed late in the mornings and go to bed early in the evenings. Some days we shan't let him work at all."
"Oh, dear! Whatever shall I do?" said Clytie. "I wish I could go to sleep all the winter time like the summer flowers, and not wake up till Mr. Sun is strong and bright again."
"Very well," said Fairy Autumn, smiling. "You shall have your wish, Clytie." She just touched Clytie with her wand, and what do you think happened? I'm sure you'd never guess. Clytie changed straight away from a dear little girl with bright golden hair into a beautiful tall grand flower with a shining crown of gold petals, and she grew by the garden wall among the dahlias and the chrysanthemums. "There," said Fairy Autumn, "now you aren't a little girl. You can look at Mr. Sun all day long, and your eyes won't be dazzled, and when Fairy Winter comes, she will put you to sleep with the other flowers." Then Clytie was very happy indeed, and stood up as straight as she could, turning her face to Mr. Sun, who was so pleased to find a flower looking at him, instead of hanging its head down, that he kissed Clytie's flower face. And his kiss was so warm that it turned her face quite brown. But the fairy sent another little girl to live in the garden, and gave her a little boy to play with. And when they saw Clytie, they said,
"Oh, here's a beautiful new flower with a golden crown. How she looks at Mr. Sun. He doesn't dazzle her eyes. What shall we call her?"
And the little boy said,
"Call her the Sunflower, because she loves the sun."
So they did, and the Sunflower went to sleep when Fairy Winter came. But she did not forget to wake up again next year, and to hold up her smiling face to Mr. Sun.